From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Sullivan, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm good, and you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
Well, we were invited by DirecTV to watch all 7 episodes of Smith, a CBS series that was canceled in 2006 and picked up by the satellite TV service for its original entertainment channel, the 101 Network. No new episodes will be made, but DirecTV is airing 4 never-before-seen episodes, and 3 of those never-before-seen episodes remain, as Smith has been airing on the 101 Network at 9 p.m. Wednesdays since April 8th. Well, Melissa and I both want to say thank you, DirecTV. Because we both liked Smith when it first premiered. Isn't that right, Melissa?
Yes, we did. We were very disappointed that they just cut it off.
Yeah. And, and plus with the cast that it had, I mean, Smith has a stellar cast.
Yes. It's kind of hard to beat Ray Liotta, Virginia Madsen, Simon Baker. Just right off the top.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to beat that.
And, why did you start watching Smith back in 2006? Yeah. And the story revolves around the adventures of a team of thieves who visit different cities to execute high-level crimes. And Ray Liotta plays Smith, the team leader. And what would you say?
I just think it was really fascinating to watch them commit these crimes. They were so well planned out and everything, just how they thought everything out, and then when they went through and did them, I would kind of be on the edge of my seat. I'm going to get caught. I'm
mm-hmm.
get away with it. And even though they're the bad guys,
you kind of root for them.
You're not supposed to be cheering for them. You kind of are cheering for them.
Yeah, that is true. And, like we said, these are high-level crimes. They were commissioned by someone who wanted a couple of pieces of art. Well, I guess the first episode.
One, yes.
Yeah, there were a couple of pieces of art in a museum, and they broke into the museum and took them. And then that's really all you saw on CBS, because after, 3 episodes, you didn't get to see what their next assignment was. And wasn't it...
That was the gold.
Yeah.
The gold bars.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it was.
And that was really interesting because it didn't go like it was planned.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up not panning out. Let's use that term since we're talking about gold. It ended up panning out like they had planned on. But it was interesting to see how they got that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
It was still kind of on the edge of your seat kind of thing. How are they gonna get out of this again?
Yeah, and Virginia Madsen, she's not a member of Smith's team. She plays his wife, Mrs. Smith. And there's the storyline where she just recently got out of prison, and Melissa and I were both talking. We wondered if she was a member of Smith's team at one time or another. But
we wanted to find out, but we'll never, said before, we'll never know.
When
they canceled it, we'll never know.
But a couple of members of Smith's team, Simon Baker is probably the most well-known because he is now the star of The Mentalist, which CBS has not canceled and won't.
Excuse me. Yes. Must see for Simon Baker fans.
Mm-hmm.
He's so great in it, and we're very thankful that he is in The Mentalist now on TV and
yeah.
doing well. He's awesome.
But even in Smith, of course, Simon Baker is Australian. Even in Smith, he hides his accent, but Johnny Lee Miller doesn't. Johnny Lee Miller, if you remember, played Eli Stone,
yes.
which has been canceled. He uses his own British accent in Smith.
Yes, and they're like kind of best friends in it, and they're a really, really interesting relationship.
Yeah, and the other team member we'll talk about is Frankie G. He was on a short-lived series called Johnny Zero. And Frankie, by the way, studied criminal law investigation at Northeastern State University in Oklahoma.
I guess so. All of the acting, everyone in it is really good, and it's produced by John Wells, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The DDR.
Yep.
The writing on it, I thought, was really good. The story, I mean, it was just an awesome show. It's really disappointing that shows just don't get a chance.
Yeah, that is true. Well, and DirecTV is good to canceled shows, thank goodness. Two other shows that didn't last long on networks are getting guaranteed runs on DirecTV after Smith completes its run. The 9 will take over the 9 p.m. Wednesday time slot on May 27th. That series aired on ABC in 2006, but was canceled after 9 episodes. And DirecTV will air those 9 plus 4 that never made it to broadcast. And after the 9 is done, DirecTV welcomes Eyes to that 9 p.m. Wednesday time slot beginning July 9th. Now, Eyes aired on ABC in 2005 and was axed after 5 episodes, but DirecTV will air 13 episodes produced, all 13 produced, including 7 that were never seen before. So it really would be nice, Melissa, don't you think, that if networks gave shows more of a chance, because Smith was just getting, you know, more interesting.
Oh, yeah. 3 episodes is not enough to know whether people really like a show or can get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not enough time.
Not enough time.
And we thank DirecTV for saving Friday Night Lights, too. I have to throw that in because I love that show, too.
That is true. And that's a different case, whereas DirecTV has first-run rights to Friday Night Lights, and then NBC airs it after that, after it's made its DirecTV run. And so that's a neat relationship that they have for that.
Yeah, but everybody needs to watch Smith, definitely.
Yes. So tune in to DirecTV's 101 Network at 9 p.m. Wednesdays to catch the remaining episodes of Smith and the other canceled shows to come. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.